Time for our COVID-19 update from officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center this morning. Joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, the infection preventionist, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, of course, we'll always start with you with those latest statewide numbers this morning.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. You know, in the month of June, we've tested statewide over 120,000 individuals, so that's a lot of tests, and so we're finding a lot of things. And I heard yesterday that, COVID is being found in a lot of isolated geographical areas, and kind of the analogy that was used was it's like a fog that's rolling across the state, and you never know where it's going to be hit thicker or where it's going to be thin. And so there are a lot of active cases. Right now we're at 5,221 active cases across the state. 248 of those individuals are hospitalized. 57 of them are on ventilators, and I think that's a high for active cases. It's a high for hospitalized, and it's a high for on ventilators. And unfortunately, we've seen 237 deaths now across the state because of COVID. We're fortunate, if you think about that fog analogy, at the moment that dense fog is very, very close to us. It's over in northwest Arkansas, is one of the geographical areas. But right now, Baxter County has just one active case. We do have a total of 15 confirmed cases, but just one active case, no deaths, and no hospitalizations. As a system, Baxter Regional has tested over 1,700 individuals, and we do have two positive cases. But as I mentioned, nobody hospitalized.
That is good. Ron, let's talk about hospital operations and update there on finances and furloughs as well.
You know, Brad, I'm cautiously optimistic. We're very fortunate. We have very good people working here at the hospital, and we were able to respond quickly to the COVID, both from a clinical perspective and from a financial perspective. And because of that quick response, we were able to recover. We have received some assistance from the federal government. They distributed money six times to hospitals. We received two of those six distributions. We're very thankful for that, but we also feel that at some point we kind of got a little bit of the short end of the stick on that. Arkansas as a whole received less money than other states, and we received less money than several hospitals in Arkansas only because they received more distributions. There's hospitals 60, 80 miles from us that received $8 to $10 million more than us. But we did receive some, and that is helpful for us. We are recovering faster than the national average, so we're very pleased with that. And again, I think a lot of credit for that goes to the individuals that work here, but then also we truly appreciate the community and their trust in us and their trust in us taking care of their health care needs, which is what we want. So we still have, we are down to about 39 individuals and that are furloughed. If you think about going from 350 positions being on hold down to just 39 furloughed, that's a pretty good number. So we feel pretty good right now, but we are cautiously optimistic because we know we're not all the way through the COVID epidemic.
Stephanie, let's talk about testing and PPE, rather. What can you tell us there with an update?
Well, thanks to our awesome lab and materials management staff, they have been so diligent in making sure that we have enough testing and personal protective equipment. And so right now we are holding steady, but this is something that we continue to watch on a daily basis and continue to get as much supply in as possible.
Now, do you have an update for us on regulation changes?
Yeah, the most recent changes are that the governor did release all travel restrictions into Arkansas. Previously, there was restrictions from New York, New Jersey, New Orleans, and Connecticut, and those have now been lifted, so there are no travel restrictions. They also did recently post some guidance on the use of face coverings by the general public, and this is on the Arkansas Department of Health website. And I do encourage everyone to go and check out that website frequently for any updated guidelines. It is healthy.arkansas.gov. And these guidelines pretty much are the same as what they've always been saying. It just also lists some supporting data and continues to state that the general public should wear face coverings in all indoor and outdoor environments where they are exposed to non-household members and distancing of 6 feet or more cannot be assured.
Very good. Tobias, some information for the community. What do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, you know, I think Governor Hutchinson said it best yesterday, you know, as he came up and he was kind of giving some praise to Baxter County and sort of North Central Arkansas for doing a great job and for having low numbers. But I think he said it best, you know, that our work's not done yet. You know, we've got to continue to do what's got us to this point, which I think is practicing good social distancing, you know, being mindful of those things, being precautious, even though there's no travel restrictions necessarily now, but people are still, when I speak to people in the community, they're still very cautious, and we want them to be cautious. You know, last time we saw a little bit of a spike as we headed into a holiday. We've got 4th of July coming, so we just want people to be careful.
Ron, of course, like Tobias mentioned, the governor in Mountain Home yesterday, any comments after his visit yesterday?
You know, he was, and I think the governor's doing a really good job with COVID as a whole on the state, and what I really appreciated was he came to Mountain Home, even though we don't have a lot of cases. What I appreciated also was he listened to some of our concerns, some of our issues, and probably what we spent the majority of the time talking about was, you know, if we start to see the number of cases going up here, how do we continue to do more testing, and how do we get the reagents for the hospital? Because Stephanie mentioned we're okay with our test right at the moment, but we really don't have a lot. What we're seeing is nationally that more and more people are getting tested, and the reagents are very difficult to get, and so we're trying to look at some ways to help the state, and especially this area, if we start to see more individuals get those tests available.
Good deal. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, I think Tobias and Stephanie really covered it well, but I know vacations are coming up. I know people are wanting to travel. I know that the travel ban has been lifted, so you can go anywhere. And I just want to remind people that we have the most active cases right now across the state that we've ever had. We have the most people in the hospital right now that we've ever had, and we just want to make sure that you do feel comfortable in traveling, but when you are out in public, that you do wear that mask. We think that's important, and that you just be careful and keep that social distancing going.
Definitely. All right, guys, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Brad, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, again, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.